This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, the most censored radio program and media outlet in the country. I can almost bet you. No question about it. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click us on YouTube. Join us on live chat. And or if you'd like to watch us live, you can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Friends, as well, if you want to check us out online, check us out in the sense of having us come into your communities, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com for media outlets. Folks, we have literally, I can't even tell you how many contributors we have at this point that are a part of the culture war, that are actually in the fight, that are writing for the outlet, giving you information that the CIA-controlled mainstream media means to omit or censor. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, listen, this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And yes, I did do that with one breath. Isn't that amazing? Yes, absolutely. Is it true that whenever there is a big story in the media, that's all you have to do is look for the story that they're trying to distract you from? Absolutely it is. Friends, Lynn Taylor just today on sonsoflibertymedia.com is giving us the information that dozens of bills in Congress advancing globalism, and they're being pushed by both Republicans and Democrats. President has signaled his support of such legislation. With that said, I got Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, on live with me right now to go ahead and share with us the content that I just highlighted. Thank you for joining me, Tim, on such short notice.
Yeah, sure. No problem. We did a show. People are not familiar. The Sons of Liberty has a morning show. Every Wednesday, we bring Lynn on to talk about how education is being usurped both at the local, the state, and the federal level. They've been given no authority, and most people don't even understand at the state level, at least. That was forced on us after Abraham Lincoln's tyranny against the Constitution, against the South. But that was forced on the state. It was not part of the state constitutions before. It was forced on them because education is the jurisdiction of the family, not the state. And we did a show yesterday on that, and people can check that out if they want to watch the show at sonsoflibertymedia.com. More than 30 bipartisan bills are before Congress usurping the Constitution to continue the UN agenda in education. And then today I posted her actual article where she lists these. Now, there's almost three dozen of these bills. Three of them have already become law. 32 of them are in the Congress now. And These are related to what's called STEM and STEAM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And then the STEAM part adds arts in there. And all of this is tied back to the United Nations. In other words, these are international standards assessments and an agenda that's being pushed in the education system in America. Now, for those who don't know, none of these government entities have any authority. We never, the people never did.
That's right.
We never authorized them. Read Article 9 and, Amendment 9 and Amendment 10 of the Bill of Rights. We never gave them anything to do with education. They just usurped that. And yes, Donald Trump continues that. He and his daughter constantly is promoting education. Many of you paid attention to the State of the Union address. He was talking about taking your tax dollars, but he tells you it's not socialism, but he wants to give it to other people to educate their kids. Meanwhile, people like Bradley and myself, we educate our kids at home. What happens? We have to pay both because they're wanting to tax us for it, and then we have to buy our own kids' books and take care of our own kids. So with that said, Lynn lists all of these bills, and you can see them at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Dozens of bills in Congress advancing globalism, that's what it is. That's what it is. And they're being pushed by Republicans and Democrats. President signaled to show such support of the legislation. There's a ton of them, Bradley. There's
Tim,
a couple
what,
of them.
What are the ones? Yeah, go ahead and highlight a couple of them. We got about 3 minutes left, but I want you to kind of highlight the content of each curriculum so people can understand the severity as to what's taking place.
Well, just a couple of them that have already been signed into law. The Senate, it's S-737 and H-R-1665. What was the purpose? That's December 2019. So that we're not talking about Obama. We're talking about Donald Trump. The purpose is increasing STEM for our youngest learners pre-K in schools and community-related settings. And little girls are the main target. H.R. 4372 is the STEM bill which has passed the House. It's in the Senate's Help Committee. And the targets? Minorities serving higher education institutions. Oh, our veterans. You like that one. S-153, H.R. 425. The Senate version became law in this month. Last month in February. That's Donald Trump again. The STEM targeted group, our military veterans, and reskilling them for new careers. But it's not what you think. It's workforce. It's a communistic workforce. It is not entrepreneurial spirit. It is not the biblical basis for which we have employers, employees, master slaves, if you will, out of the biblical language. This is a communist workforce. This is what they're pushing. Common Core is not dead in America, and it's not dead in Florida, for those of you listening to Ron DeSantis. It's not, because it's federally mandated, the standards that are there. There's a ton of them, Bradley. People can see on here who gets targeted. This is the great thing about Lynn. She goes through, breaks everything down. She gives you the bill numbers. She tells you what they're doing with it, and you can say, oh, we need education. Well, that's parents' responsibility, not government. If you're distancing yourself from that, then, and you call yourself a Christian, you need to read Deuteronomy 6 and do what it says.
That's right. Yeah, the Bible says to train up your child in the way that he or she should go, so when they are old, they will not depart from it. Didn't say anything about giving your kid over to some lady or man that you've never met a day in your life that is playing the useful idiots of the NEA to indoctrinate your kids. You know, it's interesting, Tim, that we're seeing this, and it wasn't too long ago we also find out that Donald Trump actually took his Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, and linked him onto the United Nations curriculum as well, inundating our kids with propaganda to bring about what you're highlighting even now, and we've been warned about this since the 1990s. Thank you for your time, Tim. I totally appreciate it. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to YouTube on the right side of the page. Watch us live. Join us on live chat. Got several friends over there. Totally appreciate them. And we welcome newcomers as well. With that said, you can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com. Again, if you want to watch us live, that's where you need to go. If you want to call in, you can do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. Now, concerning the content that Tim was just talking about, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, keep in mind that this has been going on in this country for a long time. So this slow rollout has been going through administration after administration after administration. We've known this since the 60s. As a matter of fact, in 1968, they came up with something called International Baccalaureate, where they began to inundate our kids with a global curriculum. This all started in Sweden, and it came into America. Now, is this to the point where the American people could still put the kibosh on it? Absolutely. Absolutely, we could. Again, do the math, friends. And the fact of the matter is we're in trouble because, for the most part, people aren't paying attention because their favorite jersey happens to be in the People's White House right now. And what they don't realize is he's the one that's being used to undermine them and their freedoms and their children, enslaving them. Because, friends, at the end of the day, that's exactly what this is about. They've been teaching earth worship, evolution, socialized medicine, world government, animal rights, animals seen as brothers and sisters, redistribution of American wealth to other nations, contraception and reproductive health, legal abortion. But notice the words, friends. They're in direct contrast to their very definitions, aren't they? Debt forgiveness to third world nations, adoption of gay rights agenda, elimination of the right to bear arms, setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. I would even go so far, friends, is to say that this is a step beyond communism. I mean, this is just a different monster. It has tentacles everywhere, and I want to let the American people know that you are paying for this. It's your government that's responsible for creating the United Nations out of World War II because it failed under the president, President Wilson, during World War I concerning the League of Nations. Now, with that aside, friends, I thought it was that important that we should bring it to your attention. And again, it is that important that we bring it to your attention as to what's going on because many people are being misled to believe that because this guy says the right things, that he's doing the wrong thing, they're not paying attention to the fruit in any sense of the world, because what he says, and again, what he does are two different stories. Whenever there's a big story in the media like coronavirus, look for the story that they're trying to distract you from. This is one of them, friends. This is, again, one of them. Every time they distract you from what matters the most, you've got to understand they're painstakingly driving you to the TV to distract you from what, in fact, they are doing. Sleight of hand. Pay attention to their left hand while they're doing something with their right hand. While they're advocating something in the north, pay attention to what's going on in the south, because that's what they're advocating, friends. They're promoting it, and then they're condemning it. Friends, the game goes on because the American people have failed to deal with these corrupt criminals, and corruption is what it is, friends, in so many different fronts. With that, I want to get over to this topic. You ever wonder what happens to people after winning the lottery? Now, Bradley, why did you think that up? I didn't think that up. Friends, I want people to understand, every day of my life, I get up. Let me say it this way. Let me rewind a little bit. Every night, I'm studying. When I get up in the morning, I do what I do, and in the process of doing what I do, Lord, what is it that we're doing today? And I want to take and make what is happening today in the present applicable to the Word of God and show you not only the problem, you know, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Yes, we're showing you the sin, but we're also bringing in the answers every step of the way. And the way to do that is to deal with the issues that are taking place in America today. Hey, folks, every state that you go to, what do you see? Lotteries up to $34 million. Going to this state, it's $24 million. You come to Minnesota, you got a Powerball, it's at $15 million. Some states, it's up to $100 and some million. And everybody's allured by that to think, man, can you imagine if I won, let's just say, $100 million? Oh, what I couldn't do with $100 million. I could quit my job, and this is what I would do, and then I would go do that. And you notice how when people say that if they were to buy a lottery ticket, if they win, the first thing that they would say is, well, I'll give this much to charity. Yeah, but they're not really thinking about that. They're just thinking about, you know, I'm giving my due pence to God. So at the end of the day, I'm going to be saved because of all my good deeds. I'm going to tell you something that's not scriptural, just for the record. But that's how people think. But what we need to pay attention to is, what are they doing with the rest of the money, okay? If that's in fact what they do. And I know many people are deluded into thinking that if they want $100 million that everything gets better. But the fact of the matter, it's not. And I want to take it back to Mark 17 really quick. Mark verse 17. Do you remember the rich young ruler, the one that came unto Jesus and he kneeled down to him and said, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why do you call me good? There's none good but one, God. Do you also remember Jesus used the law, because as a preacher of circumcision, Romans 15:8, right? Going to the Jews that knew the law and were broken by the law. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Do you remember what he said to the rich young ruler? You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and thy mother. Remember he said all that? Yeah, me too. Isn't it interesting that the Lord was showing him his sin before God, right? And with that, people need to understand that he was trying to justify himself at that point. And while he was trying to justify himself, the Lord went right to the heart, because that's ultimately what the law does. It drives you to the school. It's used as the schoolmaster to drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. And when I think of that, friends, I also think about how when you try to justify yourself before God, it's not going to work. Because every single one of us is guilty of breaking his law into 1,000 pieces. And when one tries to justify themselves before God, what does it say? It says in James chapter 2, verse 10, for whosoever shall keep the whole law, right, attempt to justify themselves, and yet offend in one point. This is what Jesus is going for in Mark chapter 10, and I'm over in James chapter 2, verse 10. He said, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he's guilty of all. Then he said, for he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. Right? Okay. So you're a breaker of the law. No matter how you try to justify yourself before God, it's not going to fly. Because if you remember right, the rich young ruler said, I've observed these from my youth. In Mark 10, verse 20. Then Jesus, the Bible says, then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, this one thing you lack. And what is he saying? He's saying this one thing your heart is attached to before God. And it's the very thing that you need to repent of. And you need to take up your cross after you deny yourself and follow me. And the Bible says that he was sad at this saying. But notice what Jesus went to, the very first thing. He went to the heart. He said this. He said, beholding him and said, one thing you lack, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Okay? That was the one thing that he did not want to do. And then also keep in mind, Jesus told his disciples, you know, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And remember also in Mark 10 where the apostles, the disciples were all freaked out. Well, then who can be saved? He said, with God, all things are possible. And I also want to make sure that people understand that when you read Luke 12:15, we're talking about people that win the lottery and what their heart's set upon, friends. When you go to Luke 12, verse 15, it tells us, and he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. Okay? For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesseth. Paul said, friends, you know, one thing's for certain, we came into the world with nothing, and it is when we leave the world, we'll leave with nothing. When you look at a hearse, I just seen one the other day, it's interesting, you never see a luggage rack on top of a hearse. One man was walking with another man, and they looked over at a man's estate. It was a mansion. And the one man looked at him and said, oh my goodness, look at the size of that estate. I wonder what it cost him. The other man in his spiritual mind said to him, his soul. That's exactly right. Hey friends, we need to pay attention to what Scripture tells us. What is it for a man to profit if he shall gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? I just want to reiterate the point before I start knocking these down, friends. Real life experiences with those that have won lotteries, because it's not always good, right? After they win the lottery, I'm here to tell you what Scripture tells you. Hey, folks, lose the world, gain your soul. I mean, there's some people in this world, that's all the most miserable people in the world are the wealthiest people in the world. Okay? They're so poor, that's all they have is money. You need to think. But I want you to listen to this, because I got curious about it. You ever wonder what happens to people after winning the lottery? Well, me too. But I want to tell you something, friends. It's not always good. It's not always good. And boy, oh boy, do I have story after story after story after story, from fire, murder, gambling, bad habits, thieves, suicide, taxes, drugs. Really? These are people that won the lottery. Yep, we're going to hit on this right on the other side of the break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside, instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate has approved a House-passed bill that provides $8.3 billion in funding for the coronavirus response. The bill now will head to President Trump's desk for a signature, which could take place as early as Friday. Health officials in Washington state say people should consider postponing group travel events or heading on vacations or spring break. Surgeon General Jerome Adams was asked if this is a good plan on Fox News.
Well, I don't know that we're quite there yet, but I think that every institution, every state needs to be thinking about this. I just got off the phone with the governor of Ohio. We talked with the governor of Connecticut earlier this week, and the vice president and I were in Florida talking to the governor there last week.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, Senator Elizabeth Warren is dropping out of the presidential race. She did not endorse anyone as of yet. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Ever wonder what happens to people after winning the lottery? This is applicable to all of us, okay, just for the record. You know, it's absolutely amazing to me when you see those people on the side of the road begging for money, outside of the fact that, and we do a whole show on this, blessed poverty, give me more. It's interesting they have brand new backpacks, hats. I mean, they have some nice duds on, brand new leather boots, and then they either have a cigarette hanging out of their mouth, a bottle of booze, a 12-pack of beer, or they got their lottery tickets in hand. This is after you give them money because they're begging, telling everybody about how poor they are. So they go inside the store and they buy their lottery tickets. Welfare folks are doing this too, friends. No joke. Isn't this craziness? Maybe they should have read 2 Thessalonians 3:10. First and foremost, and so should those that enable them so they don't have to go to work, right? Let's think about that. Now, this is a sad tale of Lotto Lout. Michael Carroll, the self-styled king of shops, who turned up to collect his $9.7 million in the UK when wearing an electronic offender's tag. He was a criminal, but he had money to go buy some lottery tickets, and he won. After he won, he used his money on drugs, gambling, and thousands of prostitutes, only to end up back on the dole after 8 years of living the Lotto life. This is what he told the Daily Mail. The party has ended and it's back to reality. I haven't got two pennies to rub together, and that's the way I like it. What a loser. I find it easier to live off of 42 dole than a million. He sounds pretty chipper given the details of his story, which involves his wife leaving him and taking their daughter with her, and the loss of $100,000 over 8 years in payments to prostitutes, among other rather grave financial mistakes. I mean, really, friends, can you make this up? My goodness. What of Thomas and Denise Rossi, who were married for 25 years without any marital issues whatsoever? That is, until they won the lottery. right? Then out of the blue, after they win the lottery, she asked for a divorce. Little did her husband know that days before filing, she had won $1.3 million, a secret she kept throughout the divorce proceedings. Once the truth came out, a judge found her guilty of violating California's disclosure laws and awarded the entire winnings to her ex-husband. How'd that work out? Talking about a law unto itself. Talking about reaping what you sowed real quick, right? Well, she did. No question about it. What about this one? Britt's Roger and Laura Griffiths won about $3 million playing the lotto. She bought designer goods and he pursued a rock career. Wow. But soon it all went up in smoke. They lost their money in bad investments. And their dream home, which they had borrowed against, burned down in a freak fire. Okay, that's an act of God, okay? Well, at least I hope it was, unless they were trying to get their insurance money, which wouldn't surprise me neither, especially with those kind of people that actually, you know, gamble. Gambling's a sin, friends, just for the record. Thou shalt not covet, it's the 10th commandment, right? What's another one? Lottery horror stories that will make you think twice about buying that ticket. Murder, the story of Abraham Shakespeare. It's a tragic one indeed. At the age of 40, the Florida man won the $30 million jackpot. After he won, he couldn't say no to those who asked for money, even letting downtrodden strangers live in his own home. That trust could have been his downfall because after Doris Donegan, D.D. Moore, befriended Abraham, he went missing. He was eventually found buried in a concrete slab at the home of Moore's boyfriend, and she was convicted of his murder. Huh. Man, folks. By the way, the love of money is the root of all evil. It's the love of money. And I want to tell you this, too. The Lord says, beware lest you forget the Lord your God, because he's the one that's given us power to get wealth. Now, I know I'm talking about two different apples and oranges here, but I'm still saying the same thing in a different way. It's the lust for money, okay? It's the love of money, because oftentimes people want the money so they don't have to seek the face of God. You know, I've heard this before. Poverty has destroyed thousands, but prosperity hurt tens of thousands. That's exactly right. Because when you have a need, God will bring you to a place of dependency upon him. That is a blessing, friends, not a curse. How many people want to get away from that blessing? Because they see it as a curse. They live in the richest country in the world. I'm talking about America. They don't want to have no need of God. They want to live their own selfish lives, right? Well, when the Lord inflicts you, remember the Bible says, in his faithfulness he has afflicted us that we might learn his statutes. He afflicts us to drive us to the foot of the cross where we might put our faith in Jesus Christ, where he might have our whole hearts, our whole mind, all of our strength, friends. And the list goes on. Matthew 22, verse 37. Read it when you get a moment. Also read Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. Let's go to this one. Here's a gambling lottery horror story. Evelyn Adams seemed lucky. She won the New Jersey lottery not once but two times, raking up a prize. She won it not once but twice. What are the chances of that? Racking up a prize of over $5.4 million, it didn't last long, though, as she squandered it on gambling and a gambling habit and ended up living in poverty the rest of her life. What a fool. What a fool. You know what I've noticed? That my growth in grace, 2 Peter 3:18, that we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The more that I grow in the things of Christ, the more responsible, the more prudent I get about everything in my life. What I would have done with money 10 years ago, I would never have done it today. When I first got saved, if you would have gave me $1 million, I would have went out there and won the world, or so I thought I would have, right? No, I would have lost $1 million thinking I would have done that. Okay, I needed to lead in God's providence and do it the way the Lord would have me do it, little by little. And it doesn't always take money, friends, let me tell you. Just ask William and Catherine Booth. Just ask Charles Spurgeon. Just ask John Wesley. Just ask George Whitfield. Ask Charles Finney. Ask John Knox. Ask John Bunyan. The list goes on, friends, and it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. It doesn't take money. Money doesn't save us, friends. Jesus Christ saves us. And he saves us from our sins. Money doesn't do that. Oftentimes it allures us to sin. Okay? Matthew 1:21. Read that when you get a moment. What about this one? Bad habits. Lottery horror stories that will make you think twice about buying that ticket. If you win the lottery, beware of bad habits. A love for cocaine and call girls cost Michael Carroll everything after he blew $14 million on the high life. Just absolutely imprudent. Foolish, foolish people. Lottery horror stories. Suicide. Listen to this one. It took Billy Bob Harrell Jr. 20 months to... Oh, my goodness. Billy Bob Harrell Jr. spent $31 million in 20 months. First thing I think of is, do you remember back in the 90s, friends, when Mike Tyson, I remember everybody liked Mike Tyson at first, and then he got around Don King, you know, the heavyweight champion of the world. And Mike Tyson, when he used to knock people out, he used to walk over and lift them up and give them a hug and tell them how good of fighters they were. Once he got around Don King, all of a sudden he just started, you know, biting their ears like he did Evander Holyfield's ear. Not once, but twice. I mean, and then he went to the Muslim faith, by the way. I didn't plan that, but that is the truth of the matter. Did you know that during that time, there was one point where he was being interviewed, and he was walking down a street with Don King and his little hoodlums, and the reporter was just asking him a simple question, and he turned around in his arrogance, and he said, "I have $300 million in the bank, and this, that, and the other thing," and basically told the guy, expletive, off, is what he told him. Right? Well, it's interesting. You look at Mike Tyson today, I don't think he's worth two cans of beans. Which shows you, your friends have everything in the world to do. Hey, bad company corrupts good character, 1 Corinthians 15:33, right? There's four types of people in your life. Those that add, those that subtract, those that multiply, and those that divide. Just a side note, pay attention to the people that you have in your life, friends. Because first and foremost, we're talking about horror stories of those that won the lottery. You know, where it is that people have extra money to go spend this kind of money on a ticket just out of luck, you should pay attention to what it just might cost you if you do win it. Okay? And if you're hanging around people that are basically encouraging you to do this, I'm telling you right now, it'd probably be a good idea for you to get away from them. What do you say that for, Bradley? Well, just going back to Scripture, as usual, because that is my source, that is my foundation concerning everything we do in this life. The Bible says, "Be therefore followers of God as dear children," Ephesians 5, right? But he said, "But fornication, sex before marriage, all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints." Just thought I would share that with you. Because, again, as I said yesterday, friends, Scripture covers every facet of your life. Every facet of your life in so many different ways. You know, and I also think about how when the Lord gives his commandments, right, "By them thy servant is warned," the Lord warns us so we don't cause harm unto ourselves. And when he tells us not to covet, there's a reason he tells us not to covet. It's because it's for our good, right? Yeah, it's for our good. Here's Jack Whitaker. He won $314 million on Christmas Day. Whoa! What a Christmas present, right? Lottery horror stories that will make you think twice about buying that ticket. Hey, friends, if someone was just to say to me, "Bradley, I'm going to sow into your ministry and I'm going to give you, let's just say, $1 billion. And that individual said to me, "What would you do with it?" I would tell him I would sit it exactly where you put it until the Lord told me exactly what I was supposed to do with it. And you can rest assured it wouldn't be for me, but it would be for the people that he called me to go to. Going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, final segment. Having fun on this show. I love the content, friends. We're talking about lottery horror stories. Craziness, friends. Think twice before you buy that ticket. The Lord said, thou shalt not covet. And I'll tell you what, a lot of these people that I'm highlighting right now, I bet you they wish they had never bought that ticket, but they did. Some of them probably did, and some of them are probably passing into eternity now, realizing they probably wish they didn't. You get that, right? It tells us in Proverbs 30, verse 8, remove me far from vanity, emptiness, worthlessness, and lies. He said, give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That's right. What a smart guy. The words of Agur, the son of Jacob. Okay? Let's get on to the next lottery horror story. This is in 1998. This is William Budd Post the Third. He won $16.2 million in the Pennsylvania lottery, only to later wish it had never happened. That's because his brother, oh my gosh, wow, this is like craziness. This is what you see in government today, the IRS, I mean, through extortive measures or some lawyer that means to take somebody down. Literally, folks, there's really hardly any difference in so many different ways. But after Bud Post III won $16.2 million, his brother hires a hitman to try to kill him, and his sixth wife. Oh, my goodness. Hey, friends, I want to say this. Oh. I know how this is going to go over with some people, but the fact of the matter is Scripture, okay? Jesus made it clear that when you marry, that you are to stay with your wife, okay? if you go out and you marry someone else besides your first wife, Jesus said you're an adulterer. How people today, now listen, I want to make this clear, because I know that there are people that have been married before they were saved, and then once they got saved, they got remarried. You're going to have to weigh that out before you and the Lord. But that's, to me, a lot more, it's spiritually clean that way. But I'm not going to misconstrue the Lord's words in any sense of the word. But if the Lord said, Jesus said, when you marry someone, he said, for you to leave her and go marry someone else, you're an adulterer. And it tells us in 1 Corinthians 6:9 that adulterers have no place into the kingdom of God. Okay? And it's very clear, and I'm as a matter of fact, I'm in the book of Luke right now. Excuse me. And I just read Matthew and Mark, and I read 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. And before that, a couple of days, I read 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians. And then I think before that, again, I read 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. I'm almost done with the first. My son just bought me a brand new Bible. I'm almost done with the New Testament already. And I've only had that new Bible for a couple months now, but I eat it up every night. But with that said, friends, I don't understand what people today don't understand when Jesus said what he said. Either the word says what it says or it doesn't. Okay? But this is how I look at it. If God said it, that settles it. That's enough for me. Okay? It's a good place to stay because he's right and I'm wrong. But I'm talking about William, going back to lottery nightmares here, horror stories. William Budd Post III won $16.2 million. His brother hires a hitman to try to kill him. And his sixth wife. Oh, my goodness, dude. Other relatives. By the way, his brother was arrested for this. Other relatives made him invest in businesses that never paid off. A landlady made him give her a third of his winnings. And Post spent time in jail for firing a gun over the head of all of his bill collectors. He declared bankruptcy and in 2006, at the age of 66, died of respiratory failure at a Pittsburgh area hospital. This was written by Patricia Sullivan in the Washington Post. Man, talking about a hard time. My goodness. Whoa. Talking about self-inflicted, man. It's almost like Russian roulette once you win the lottery, isn't it? At least it was for this guy. Billy Bob Budd Post. Tell me it's not true. It's true, Bradley. It's true. Too late. It really is. That one's crazy. It really was. Then there was Victoria Zell. Okay, who won an $11 million Powerball jackpot with her husband in 2001, only to end up in Minnesota prison after being convicted of a drug and alcohol-induced collision that killed one and paralyzed another. Yeah, it's just they throw off. Folks, and I've seen people like this. I've seen people go from normal people into places of power. And in one day, it's like they just were completely transformed into somebody else. As if to suggest that they weren't the same person before. Well, apparently they weren't. In so many different ways. This just goes to show you winning the Powerball doesn't guarantee you happiness, she said. Victoria Zell. Yeah, I just did him. Poor guy. Oh, my goodness. Here, let's go back to 1997. A man named Billy Bob Harrell Jr. took the $31 million, right? Okay, I just want to make sure we're not talking about William Budd Post, right? We're not. A man named Billy Bob Harrell Jr. took the $31 million Texas lottery jackpot. At first, all was great. Harrell purchased a ranch. He bought a half a dozen homes for himself and other family members. He and his wife and all the kids got new cars. He made a large contribution to his church. If members of the congregation needed help, Billy Bob was there to give them cash, writes Stephen McVicker in the Houston Press. Then suddenly, Harrell discovered that his life was unraveling almost as quickly as it had come together. Everyone, it seemed, family, friends, fellow worshipers, and strangers, was putting the touch on him. His spending and his lending spiraled out of control, and in February, those tensions splintered his already strained marriage, and tragically, 20 months after winning the lottery, Harrell committed suicide. Now, that's sad. Hey, folks, suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Never forget that. Suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And furthermore, I want to tell you this through a command. The Lord said, thou shalt not kill. You have no business taking the life that God gave you. Live unto him. Again, meet him on his terms. Acts 20, verse 21, Acts 2, 38, Mark 1, 17. The list goes on. Matthew 3, 2. Check out those scriptures when you get a moment. I really hate hearing that. We used to do high schools all the time, and we would hear when we got there, a kid committed suicide a week before we got there. Just killed me. And it still does. It still does. Oh, we're talking about lottery horror stories. You know, folks, we've heard this saying before. Some people create their own storms and then get upset when it rains. It's exactly what happens here. They're creating their own storms, which they don't realize. And then when it begins to rain, they're sorry that they created their own storm. Jack Whitaker was already a wealthy businessman when he won what was at the time the largest jackpot ever by a single ticket, garnering him, $314.9 million on December 25th, 2002. Okay, now let me see something here. Okay, I already hit Billy Bob. Here's another one. He had the largest single ticket. A chain of awful events followed, including his car being broken into twice, first with $545,000 in cash stolen. Why would you have that much money in your car, right? But he did. He can. In his case, he could, right? Then later with $200,000 stolen and later recovered, a plot was revealed in which two club employees had planned to drug his drinks and rob him. His granddaughter's boyfriend was found dead in Whitaker's home from an overdose. Whitaker's granddaughter was found dead at a male friend's house after being reported missing. The death was ruled an overdose. Whitaker had a DUI. Whitaker was sued by Caesars Atlantic City Casino for bouncing $1.5 million worth of checks to cover gambling losses. You can't make this up, friends. Whitaker was sued by a woman who had previously sued him for not paying her money. He claimed thieves had stolen it all from him. And Whitaker's daughter was found dead. I mean, again, you can't make this stuff up. This is definitely a curse. I wish I had torn that ticket up, Whitaker said. I bet she wishes he did, too. In so many different ways. Woo! My goodness, friends. I was just going to bring more scripture into play. How when fools receive money, what they do, it just goes into the wind, doesn't it? Yep, that's exactly right. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll talk to you in 23. 1-866-582-9933. Give us a call. We'll talk to you. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.